This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of...
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, if you've been following the latest trends in science for a while, you might remember that about a decade ago, there was a sudden spike of interest in gut bacteria. We had begun to realise just how important the bacteria that live on us and inside us actually were. And now, the latest surprising research suggests that these gut bacteria can even help you win a marathon. Wow! But first, a bit of background. You probably know by now that you started off when an egg cell was fertilised by a sperm cell. And now, here you are, there's about 37 trillion cells in your body that all arose from that first single fertilised egg cell. Now, 37 trillion is a lot of cells, but your body is also home to even more bacterial cells. That's right. About 40 trillion bacteria live on your skin, inside your gut, and in a few other places. These bacteria are also a lot smaller than your human cells, so in total, they weigh only a kilogram or so. Now, don't fall for the misguided propaganda that all bacteria are evil and should be killed. No. These bacteria on and inside you are mostly your friends, and are often absolutely essential for your good health. If you had absolutely no bacteria in your gut at all, you would probably eat twice as much food, weigh about two-thirds as much, and you would be very sickly and weak, with a much impaired immune system. You need these guys. So, now back to our marathon runners. How can bacteria in the gut help marathon runners run faster? The answer is that these athletes have slightly different gut bacteria from regular people, and these special bacteria give them an energy boost. Now, to understand this, you need to know a little bit more about how you get energy and how this energy is carried around. In your body, the energy molecule is called ATP, which stands for adenosine triphosphate. Whenever you blink an eyelid or make some urine with your kidneys or move your leg muscles, you burn up some ATP. In this process, you turn adenosine triphosphate, that's right, with three phosphates, into the less energetic version, adenosine diphosphate, with just two phosphates. And then, inside your cells, the low-energy ADP is recycled back into the high-energy version, ATP. At any given moment, you're carrying about a quarter of a kilogram of ATP scattered across your body. But it's continually being broken down to ADP to give energy, and shortly after, is then built up to ATP again. The cycle is continuous for every single second that you are alive, even when you're asleep. Over a whole day, you will break down and then rebuild some 40 kilograms of ATP. And where does the external energy come from to rebuild your ATP? Mostly from the sugars in the food that you eat. Now, suppose that you have a nice, robust blood supply that can deliver lots of oxygen to the muscles in your legs. Then you can use one molecule of glucose and six molecules of oxygen to change 36 molecules of low-energy ADP into 36 molecules of high-energy ATP. And along the way, you make six molecules of carbon dioxide, which you breathe out. But if your blood vessels and lungs can't deliver quite enough oxygen, one molecule of glucose gets turned into just two lousy molecules of ATP, not 36. And even worse, instead of making 6 molecules of carbon dioxide, you make 2 molecules of lactic acid, which can give you the burning sensation of lactic acidosis in your muscles. Now, having lactic acid in your bloodstream is usually only a disadvantage, and usually never an advantage. But in elite marathon champions, it can have an upside. As well as affecting your muscles, lactic acid can leave the bloodstream and do a little tour of duty in the gut. I never knew this before. And this is where it helps marathon runners out. Compared to average sedentary humans, marathon runners have lots more of a special type of unusual bacteria called Veillonella in their gut. These bacteria break down the lactic acid and turn it into fatty acids, which in turn get used to make more energy in the lungs and the legs. So these bacteria actually give extra energy to the athletes. Now, we're not exactly sure yet which came first. Did having Veillonella bacteria give the marathon runners an extra advantage, or was it the hard training that flooded the gut with lactic acid, which the Veillonella bacteria came to eat? Don't know. One thing is for sure. We're just beginning to understand all the things that those 40 trillion bacteria that live in and on us actually do, especially the ones in our gut. Who'd have thought that there was so much to learn from our poo?
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.